tell me a little bit about Hawaii, first of all. What got the state of Hawaii to even think about moving to ban this substance?
Well, actually, there's a man in Kauana by the name of Jade Brugel that has been talking to the legislature for some time about it, and there is a Dr. James Bowen who lives there who has Lou Gehrig's disease from it. And, of course, our information is literally around the world. They keep getting the information. So I was just delighted. They heard a lot about New Mexico. And, you know, about a year ago, we tried to get it banned there. Mm-hmm. And they had lobbyists, like, saturated like maggots all over the Capitol. And so their bill is very similar to the one in New Mexico. And so this year they just decided to do it because there were so many people reporting so many problems that they were having, the symptoms, you know, the MS, the lupus, people going blind, all the birth defects, what it's doing to children. And they realized also with the new Ramazzini study, or actually there are two now, showing it to be a multi-potential carcinogen, which goes along with the studies the FDA had from the very beginning, and that it was carcinogenic and neurotoxic, they decided to put the bill out this year. And I'm just delighted because it's they've got a very good chance of getting this through. There's a lot of support behind it.
Betty, would you say that using sugar would be a better thing than using aspartame, at least as the better of the two evils?
Well, aspartame's a chemical poison, so absolutely anything, even sugar, would be better than that. But it's not that they don't have anything. For instance, there's one called Just Like Sugar that is just chicory and orange peel, and chicory's been used for 70 years to aid diabetics, where aspartame can actually precipitate diabetes and interacts with insulin. So there is something safe out there for people to use. They don't have to use something that's poisonous. But the problem is that they advertise this, for instance, as something that's diet, when in fact it makes you crave carbohydrates and gain weight. It's addicting the kids. It liberates free methyl alcohol, which causes chronic methanol poisoning. This affects the dopamine system of the brain and causes the addiction. This is one of the big problems in New Mexico. There I was addressing the Senate, and most of the senators were sipping Diet Coke. And so once they get hooked, it's like saying, listen, this cocaine's not good for you. And they want to hang on to it. And the behavioral problems, the psychiatric problems, the doctors say that, you know, a lot of the people in mental hospitals today are simply aspartame victims, because what happens is it depletes serotonin from the brain and it causes bipolar, suicidal tendencies, just panic attacks. For instance, Time magazine had a front page article a few years ago, 1 million small children with bipolar, when bipolar is in fact an adult disease. So they don't see they don't even think about what in the world is causing all this, and they put them on all these psychiatric drugs which interact with every one of them. So, and that's in Dr. Roberts' medical text, Aspartame Disease and Ignored Epidemic.
How many toxicologists, Betty, have asked the FDA to ban this stuff?
There are 12 toxicologists that have asked them. Basically, because of the Ramazzini study, they haven't done a thing. And, you know, there are certain laws. For instance, if you file a citizen's petition, the FDA has 180 days to answer. I want you to know I filed one 6 years ago, and they had the arrogance to write me when they didn't answer it and say, you know, we have things of more priority to do. And then in October, I filed one on an imminent health hazard, which gives them about 10 days, and they completely ignore it. So they serve above the law. And they know the reason they can't answer it is, for instance, in the last 24 months, there's over 14 new study showing aspartame toxicity. I mean, how bad can it get when a study like the Trocco study shows that the formaldehyde embalms living tissue and damages DNA? I actually flew to Barcelona and talked to the researcher, and he said, Betty, this is going to kill 200 million people. I said, no, doctor, it's already killed 200 million people. That is the problem. And I recently came back from New Zealand where an actress by the name of Abby Cormack almost died from Wrigley's aspartame gum. They thought they were just about to diagnose her with bipolar.
Oh, my God.
She got on the website. She was rolling on the floor. The medics had to come after her. They thought she had MS. A few days after finding out, seeing all her symptoms, she was on doorway, and when she saw the symptoms, she got off. And about a week later, I guess it was, she was just fine. And Soil and Health and the Safe Food Campaign in New Zealand brought me over, and I lectured with Abby and also with Sue Kedger from Parliament. And because we were on TV and there was so much publicity, people would come up on the street and say, I had the same symptoms. I saw Abby on TV. I got off and I got well. They now have a petition to ban in New Zealand.
And they get well. They get well quickly, too, Betty, don't they, if they stay off this stuff?
But some of the stories are so horrible. One woman had lost 7 babies on aspartame. Her husband tried to kill her and then hung himself. I mean, some of the tragic stories because of the, you know, this is this.
Well, why don't they move this stuff out of foods and drinks and bring in some of these natural things that you just mentioned?
Well, first of all, one of the things that I think the reason is, first of all, the FDA actually told the truth in an article in the New York Times when they asked the FDA why they didn't ban it, and they were talking about the economics to the manufacturer. In other words, the manufacturer is going to lose money.
Well, isn't the manufacturer is a Japanese company, isn't it?
Oh,
the biggest one?
Ajinomoto, absolutely.
Well, what is our FDA concerned about the financial fortunes of a Japanese company?
Well, then they got Marison, which is a bunch of Monsanto managers. They sold part of it even to Michael Dell, and there's another company up in Massachusetts that owns part of it. But Ajinomoto is also here in America. Their lobbyists were in New Mexico.
How would the manufacturers defend this? What would they say?
They can't defend it. See, that's the problem. Everything is a matter of public record. Anything I could tell you, I could give you a government record. It's one of the reasons why the FDA won't answer my petition, because it's based on the fact that their government records show that it's a poison and that they're lying to the public, and that they themselves revoked the petition for approval.